This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today, I'll finish reading the story of Jens Peterson from Greenbush, which was included in Book 2 of Pioneers, O Pioneers, a publication by Roseau County Historical Society after the bicentennial. Jens started logging with his father when he was old enough, about 15 or 16. His father had sawmills, too, in the timber country south of Winoska. He'd go there in winter. They first got cows when they were in Greenbush. Oats and wheat were planted, and they used steam engine threshing machines. Jens's father was great for steam engines and threshed for other people. When Jens got older, Thorvald Green and he got a steam engine and threshing rig and threshed for Ivar Iverson, a big farmer west. It took them all fall. Ivar had about 12 or 14 teams. He farmed about 1,200 acres. He paid about 2 cents a bushel. When Jens was a kid, he played ball using a hard ball. There were sleds with steel runners, or they made their own of wood and tin. They made their own skis and lived to ski in winter on the deep snow. Skates were made of wood with steel runners in the center and strapped on. Toboggans were bent up in front. Clarence and Jens took evergreens near Strathcona and planted by their place. They must be 70 or more years old now, in the 70s, because Jens was not 20 when they were planted. Jens was logging north of Salo for about 7 years. One winter when logging, he bought some land for the taxes on it for taking logs. Otherwise, he paid $2 or $3 a thousand for lumber. He would sell the lumber in Greenbush for about $25 or $30 a thousand. A brand new car sold for about $350. Jens bought his first car in about 1924. He liked cars, so traded often. Ford made a cheaper car, so many poorer people could buy them. Edna and Jens were married August 8, 1925. They met through Art and Alma. Edna came over with Art, and they were the witnesses when the couple got married at the courthouse. Edna taught school the first year or two after the marriage. Jens was logging by Salo. Kendall was born, so she quit teaching. Canute, her dad, gave her a milk cow for a wedding present. Jens paid $1,800 for the farm. He lived there a while before the marriage. He bought it from Con Sullivan and sold it in 1944 for only $1,000. He bought tax land by Tommy, which cost $20 an acre. He bought 40 acres. Jens was baptized in Cambridge, as were Ole, Clarence, and Lydia. Jens was confirmed in 1914 in Greenbush in St. Olaf Church, now Bethel. In the old days, carpenters were paid $2 a day, but hired men got paid $5 to $15 a month. Gunder and Annette had 12 children: Ole, Clarence, Jens, Lydia, Pete, Tom, Elma, Rosella, Ella and Elvin the twins, Carl and Mildred. The Depression came in the early 20s. They lived on the animals they had. There was little money, so lots of the farmers lost land. D.E. Tweeney got lots of the farms, about 12 of them, because people owed him money or he bought them when they lost them. He improved them, especially the buildings, and rented them to farmers. He wanted Jens to do the improving on the buildings, so Jens had work. A cow was sold for $8 to Stauffenecker at the meat shop. They lived all winter on that $8. It bought coffee, flour, sugar, etc. During the First World War, Jens went into the army. During the Second World War, Jens did construction work for the government in the West Indies, in Alaska, Newfoundland, and Iceland. They built barracks and landing fields, and in St. Lucia, the West Indies, helped plan and build a dock so ships could get closer to unload. Jens was a foreman on all jobs. Coming back from the West Indies by ship took a long time because it moved with a convoy. There could be no lights on at night. The ship picked up survivors from a torpedoed ship along the way. Jens built many of the houses and barns and other buildings in the area. He liked being a carpenter and is proud of his work. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.